News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Yesterday was ribbon cutting for the new Mid-State Technical College Center at the former Centerpoint Marketplace Mall in downtown Stevens Point. There's more than just the school there. Community Development Director Michael Ostrowski says what used to be the Dunham Sports part of the building will soon be occupied by a loan processing company, Great Lakes Higher Education Corporation.
We do have a little bit left. We're going to be finishing up the parking lot, which is just south of Great Lakes. They are actually in their facility operational. And so we've got a parking lot to finish just to the south of them. But other than that, we've really filled up the remaining space for the former mall area, as well as a number of businesses on Main Street and throughout the entire downtown. There's very few vacancies left.
As for the new Mid-State Technical College building, their college president, Sue Budzak, says they needed to grow, and their old spot on former Michigan Avenue, their old former building on Michigan Avenue, simply didn't have that opportunity to expand.
At our other facility, parking was at premium classroom space. We didn't have enough of them. There was nowhere to expand.
And she says they were able to add a second level for classrooms under the mall's former skylights.
We were able to create a mezzanine, and then we're able to use that for student learning space for our students to be able to kick back or engage in whatever ways that is according to their learning styles. So it's about another 2,000 square feet for us up there.
They also say that not only will the campus have a positive impact downtown, they believe it will serve Mid-State Technical College well for many years to come. A military plane crashes into a residential neighborhood in California.
It felt like an earthquake had hit. I mean, it was pretty intense. Three houses engulfed in flames. It had been that large of an explosion.
This happened in Imperial Valley in a residential neighborhood about 2 hours east of San Diego, and there were no injuries on the ground. One house caught on fire and several others were damaged. The plane was based in Yuma, Arizona. Officials say the pilot was able to safely eject. Some senators are criticizing the controversial swap of Taliban prisoners for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl after a hearing with administration officials. Senator John McCain says the release of five Taliban fighters does pose a threat to America and the men and women serving in the military. Republican Marco Rubio of Florida said President Obama broke the law when he failed to give Congress 30 days' notice of the exchange. Governor Walker has not issued any pardons since taking office, and the governor says that he has a reason for that policy, as we hear from Capitol correspondent Bob Haig.
The governor commenting in the wake of renewed attention for Eric Pizer, a former Marine blocked from a law enforcement career because of a felony battery conviction.
There are many examples like that out there, but there are many people who don't have advocates for them, and one of the challenges I've always had is, where do you draw the line on that?
Walker, who's issued no pardons during his time in office, says historically they've been granted inconsistently.
The bottom line is there's a lot of people in low-income situations who won't have an advocate. Is it fair for them that a couple cases get a high profile?
Pizer's case, the subject of a recent New York Times piece, which noted he'd been forgiven by the man he battered 10 years ago. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Police detectives on the witness stand yesterday, day three of a reckless homicide trial in Portage County that led to the death of a young child.
Raimundo Perez, his attorneys, Judge John Fan, and the jury spent the entire day watching and listening to interrogation recordings, most of them featuring Perez's girlfriend and mother of two-year-old Felix Espinoza Villa, Beatrice Villa. The recordings revealed that Beatrice was abused by her former boyfriend and father of Felix and was arrested for suspicion of child abuse after the detectives interviewed her about the child's death. There were several references to spanking the crying child with a belt or a sandal and questions about the toddler's injuries, including a broken rib, a broken ankle, and bruises in several places. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Four people are under arrest in Oneida County in a child prostitution case. This started out as a drug investigation. Then police learned that they've been arranging sex for money with a 16-year-old girl. Prosecutors say 45-year-old Michael W. Johnson brought the girl to a house in Rhinelander from the Fox Valley where sex acts were performed. While in Rhinelander, she was staying at the home of 46-year-old Carrie Steinmetz. Two others are facing solicitation counts. They are 55-year-old Thomas Franz of Rhinelander and 53-year-old Lloyd Apfel. A criminal complaint says the victim was beaten with a wooden paddle if she didn't obey. Powerball growing again. No one matched all six numbers last night, which means the jackpot for the Saturday drawing will rise to $221 million. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy for this Thursday. Another nice day, but a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm possible by late afternoon, especially north of Marathon County, a high of 76. A couple of light showers possible tonight with a low of 56. And then for Friday, partly cloudy, a bit warmer. An isolated storm possible during the afternoon, high 79. Saturday, an 80% chance of showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, high of 75. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Skies are clear to partly cloudy around central Wisconsin. Get the latest weather information anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.